Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, trained on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Clack, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got a great show coming up for you. But first, I want to thank some of the sponsors to help make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the Waterfront Restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive. And we certainly don't want to forget the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, thank you to all our sponsors, and thank you to you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Now, coming up later on SBN, we will be joined by Ms. Fran Barber from the South Alabama Veterans Council. And, of course, she has her hands in everything that is going on in the veterans community here in South Alabama. And so she'll get us up to speed on all of that. And we'll also speak with Mr. Joe Moore, the president of Dignity Bath. It's a local company with innovative solutions for our veterans. And, of course, Tom's tirade on burning down the house. It is a true classic. You don't want to miss it. But first, it's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Miss Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne. Corey, welcome back to SBN, and thank you and your crew for all that you do for our veterans, our military, and our first responders.
Thank you all for having me on again tonight.
Well, it's a blessing for us to have you on, and I get a chance to see you again when I was able to partake of some of the fine food over at the Waterfront Restaurant this Saturday, having a little birthday party.
You had a big birthday.
I certainly did. I'd be a blazing 16. What you talking about? 2 8s of 16, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I got a chance to eat some of that flounder, and then they should have never asked for dessert for the birthday boy, because I tell you what, that was unbelievable. That's some good food there. But we were blessed, you know. We got a chance to go out on the back porch there, and you know, like we did in the country, we eat on the back porch and look out across the water, you know, see the fish jumping and what have you. So, and as usual, service was great.
You had a nice day. The weather's great this time of year. We've got the fans on outside. We've got misters on outside. There's music always playing out there. Even if it's not live music, there's still speakers out there. So there's some music.
Yeah.
It's a nice, enjoyable atmosphere.
It was really nice. And, they, you know, you could see the misters working. But you don't feel the misters. You know, you don't feel any of the condensation in the air, but it does give you a nice chilly type feeling, you know, when it's a lot of temperature outside.
It cools it down about 10 degrees. So
right.
It's
yeah.
pretty nice and doesn't get you wet. So
it's awesome.
The best
it's
of both
awesome.
Worlds.
Well, what events you got going on over there, little lady?
Well, you know, we've got live music going on right now. So during the month of starting in May, we'll go to 4 days of live music. We'll have live music Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's through May. And then in June is when we kick off 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday, live music.
Do you have any specific hours for the music? Is it a four-hour deal or 3 hours or something or what?
It's at Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's from 6 to 8:30. And then on Sunday, it's during brunch.
Okay, cool. That's
yeah.
neat.
And then, you know, obviously we've got Mother's Day coming up here soon.
Yes.
We'll have our normal Sunday brunch from 11 to 2 on that day with live music. We're not doing any reservations, so everyone's welcome to come out. You could decide at the last minute that you want to come. We're just going to seat everybody as they come in the door.
Dang.
And
but
you know,
yeah, you
celebrate
talk,
all the moms out there.
But you have room for 300-400 people, though.
Exactly. We've got plenty of room.
Right. Yeah, you can put 250 people on that back patio back there.
Huh? Well, if they're sitting down having dinner, there's probably more like 150 back there.
Okay, well, that's still a bunch. Yeah.
But if we're having a big party with a band, we're about 250 out there.
That's what I thought, yeah. But, well, now, do you have any other events coming up? You know, we got July the 4th we're looking at. Are y'all going to do anything for that?
We are going to do something special for July 4th. We are actually looking to do a big party on July the 2nd, and we're currently in the works of finalizing all of our details on that. But we're going to have a great band that plays. We're going to have some special radio appearances from some guys that are not local but play on the local stations. We're going to do some fireworks, celebrate a veteran, do our Veteran of the Year that we have every year. So lots of stuff, but it's still in the planning stage. More details to come.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. I had a chance to talk with Pete and Nick both in regard to that. So we'll, as the P.O. Wilson Detachment of Marine Corps League, we'll be participating in some kind of flag raising or flag folding ceremony, and also that showed appreciation for our July the 4th. And we always have to remember, you know, freedom is not free. Free was never free. We've lost millions of our veterans fighting for our freedom. And thank God, Pete and you guys and Nick, they recognize this, and they work with us on all of our veterans events. And also it behooves us veterans to participate with your organization. And, you know, if we're going to spend some money eating seafood, that's the place to do it.
Well, that is correct. We were just here. We're happy to give back to the community for sure.
Well, you know, and I know that Nick's family is veterans, and Pete's family is veterans, and, you know, his family's, you know, all of our families now have veterans somewhere along the line, either in our parents or families or immediate families or in our grandparents, because, you know, it's about 2-3% of all Americans participated in our as a patriots and veterans in our services protecting this country. So
exactly. I've got two brothers that are veterans and my father's a veteran.
That's so. What I figured. I had never heard that detail, but I figured the way you treat us that you would do something in your family there. But give us a little rundown again on the events that's coming that's available where they do have the music, and we have about a minute left here to close it out.
All right, so we've got Charity Bingo on Monday night. That's from 6 to 7:30, where we play bingo for charity every Monday. And then we've got live music Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays right now, and then brunch on Sundays. And that's about all we've got right now.
That's awesome.
We're going to be opening our outdoor bar. Bar opens this weekend. Forgot about that one.
Yeah, outdoor bar. You can't beat that.
Come on out and enjoy the sunset.
Mother's Day's coming up, guys and gals, and fireworks at the and some fabulous food at the Waterfront Restaurant even on July the 2nd, which will be a couple of days before the 4th. So that way you won't miss the parties that you're planning on participating in. So appreciate it, Corey. You guys do an awesome job.
Thank you, guys.
All right. And thank Pete and Nick for us there. And as always,
you can visit
scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Miss Fran Barber with the South Alabama Veterans Council when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can catch our regularly aired shows up on a podcast at the FM Talk 106.5 app. And Tom's Tirade, it's up on castbox.fm. And it's always an honor to be joined on SBN by Ms. Fran Barber from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Fran, thank you for joining us. Thank you for stopping long enough to be here with us. And thank you for your service to our veterans.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be online with you.
We talk about Miss Fran having her fingers in a lot of pies. Man, she's got the whole pie. She even bakes it.
Oh, yeah. Y'all just keep throwing it at me, and I keep throwing it back.
I know. You know, I'm going to get me a shield. I think I'm about loaded.
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, we've got some awesome events coming up, especially one in particular is our Armed Forces Day. Give us a little insight.
We do. That's on May the 16th. It's, 16 days away?
Right.
I would like to start off, Tom, with some important information.
Okay.
First of all, our website. Everything you need to know about Armed Forces Day is on our website. And the website link is easy to remember. It's savc.info. That will carry you to our website and just click on events. And it will carry you to all the events that are going on that day, registration forms, the MRE, anything you need to know. It's on that website.
And
the other thing.
SAVC stands for what?
South Alabama Veterans Council.
Okay. Abbreviation, guys, if you can't remember that. South Alabama Veterans Council, SAVC. Go ahead.
SAVC.info.
.info, okay.
The other thing, our expo is full. We have no more spaces available for the VSO expo. That filled up early. I think everybody was excited from last year, and they hit us early registering for the expo. The expo starts at 8:30. But before that, you know Lou, our leader, the president of the South Alabama Veterans Council for almost 15 years. He passed away early this year. And they're doing a Lou Lartigue Memorial Ride to open the ceremony. And it will start at 8 o'clock. They'll ride into the battleship park, do a big circle and park. And then everything else starts happening after that.
Goodness, okay. You going format? Talk about riding in.
They, what is that restaurant on the Bayway?
Felix's?
No, the one across the street. I never can pronounce it.
Yeah, Keiko's,
Yes, Keiko's. Yeah. They'll be staging at Keiko's, and the Patriot Guard riders are putting all that information out.
Oh, okay. So then we'd be able to just ride in a parade type deal.
Yes, they'll form their mission at that restaurant, and they will all ride in one unit. to the battleship.
Now, our car, we could do the same with our cars, though?
I would not recommend that because they have a special area to park.
Okay.
Now, there are some cars that we'll be riding that are ride guards, ride captains.
Right, right. Okay.
But otherwise, I would not suggest riding.
Oh, so it's just that's just a motorcycle phase of it.
Yes, it's a motorcycle.
Okay.
Memorial ride.
Okay. That'll be neat.
But that's the two main things. The event, the expo, starts at 8:30, and it'll run until about 11:30. And the ceremony, the Armed Forces Day ceremony, is inside the Honors Pavilion. It starts at 9:30. And the guest speaker is Brigadier General Mike Evans. He's the Mobile County Emergency Management and also Homeland Security in Mobile. And he's the commander of the 135th SCE National Guard.
Okay.
He's our guest speaker.
Cool. That's neat.
At 10, we'll have the Gold Star ceremony. And once that ceremony's over, we'll go outside. There's going to be a lot of things going on outside. There'll be some military equipment that we didn't have last year.
And
there's going to be a demonstration, a lot of new things outside this year. But the big thing that you were talking to Corey, we have the MRE contest.
Right.
And that's going to be, they'll start gearing up at 11, start cooking around 11. They have different stages they do that in. I won't get into that. That's Jennifer's. She'll explain more about that later on in the month. But Pete's one of our judges, and Nick and Frankie Little with Roosters. Our honorary chef is Frances Doster. She's been with us ever since there was a Blue Star Salute in Mobile. Frances has been with us. She's a tremendous supporter of Armed Forces Day events. What else you need to know? What did I miss out?
Well, how about the MRE teams? Do you still have any open slots for that?
We do have open slots. And again, I'll go back to that savc.info. Go to that website. There is an area for the MRE cook-off. You click on that link, fill out the application. You can pay through Eventbrite or PayPal. There's a PayPal button under the sponsorship. If you want to pay your MRE, which is $50 per team, you can go to the sponsorship web area, and the PayPal account is there. Just click on it, pay your $50, and be done. You have to email your application to Jennifer, and the email address is on the application. Like I say, everything is on the website.
Right, right. Now, I understand, because we have a team entered. It's a four-man team, four-person team, not necessarily men, but you have a four-person team, and they will be the team that is participating in the MRE cook-offs. I think you have to furnish your own tent. You need to furnish your table and whatever cooking source you need, butane tank or whatever, and be able to cook your MREs, because I think you're not going to be able to utilize the little, little cook-off thing that we had when we were using them. But we used C rations. We didn't have MREs. But I'm old school. But you need to have that. But now the teams will be furnished with three pack of MREs, and there will be three different kinds of MREs. So I think there's about 9 or 12 totally different styles of MREs. So if you will look on your MRE cooking contest on the internet, you'll find there's numerous cook-off contests that are ongoing with all across the United States, and they give you some ideas on that, guys and gals. Plus, So you don't know what you're going to get, so you just be prepared. You'll get three different types of MREs, and then you take that with the additional little spices and things that they will allow you to bring, and you make something out of there that you feel like you can eat. Go ahead.
If you're not sure what you can bring, when you go to savc.info,
right, it's on there.
The rules are there.
Right.
And I heard Jennifer say she was going to be a little bit tighter,
right,
on those rules than she was last year.
I don't think I've ever seen a taco shell in a MRE. So anyway,
it was a lot of fun
last year, but the rules will be a little bit tighter this year than what we had last year. But it was awesome. We had some very, very neat innovations of chow that was produced by that. And those guys and gals did a really unbelievable job. Steve Carey and his Air Force fraternal organization won that. But, those Air Force guys, they have plenty of time to study that because that's all they do, sit around barracks and in these apartment complexes and all and eat while we're out pounding the ground, you know. So they have a lot of experience. That's what they're trained to do while they're in service. I'll probably catch hell about that, but that's okay. They're not getting no cherry.
Can I throw in a plug here?
Sure, go ahead.
Colonel Carey.
Yes, he just won an award, didn't he?
Steve Carey, Colonel, U.S. Air Force retired, just received the J. Gary Cooper Award at the Military Affairs Luncheon Tuesday. And that's quite an honor.
It is.
We're really proud.
That's an awesome event.
That he won that.
Yeah.
So,
but you had some other events there, too. I saw some ROTC people were awarded some meritorious plaques and things there as well.
Right.
Well, I don't think we've skipped over anything on here, but I know that the vendors in the VSO vendors event that's going to be inside of the pavilion from 8:30 till about, as you say, 11:30 will be awesome. What is it, 45 or 50 VSOs in there, or people, if you're interested.
There's about 40.
40?
The vendors can stay in the pavilion until 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock. They don't have to break out when we go outside. But there is one other thing I want to mention.
All right, we've got about a minute.
We're open for sponsors.
Yes.
Bronze, silver, and gold. And again, it's on the
website.
If you want to sponsor, just click that button, PayPal.
Right. Website name again?
SAVC.info. And click on events, and it'll give you all the information you need.
Awesome. Thank you so much, friend.
Y'all have a good night.
All right, you do the same.
All right, bye-bye.
America's best 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters. And we are glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
I want to thank the folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, Daphne's Hottest Eatery, the waterfront restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And it is a privilege to be joined on SBN by Mr. Joe Moore, the president of Dignity Bath. Joe, welcome to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me, guys.
Well, it's a blessing to have you on board here because we're, as you know, we're our veterans support media center here at 106.5 FM. But we're understand that you, as a organization president of such, have a maybe something to help solve one of the problems that we have with our veterans.
Well, we do actually. It's kind of a long story, but several years ago, we learned of a particular group of veterans, the SAH eligible veterans, that's especially adapted housing eligible veterans, were never getting their home adapted because they were either so severely ill that they passed away or they had to be institutionalized before their contractors got around to them. So we created something called the Dignity Bath. And the reason we've created a bathroom, it is a modular, 100% accessible bathroom of 120 square feet that can be manufactured, transported, and delivered within 3 weeks of the approval of the SAH grant for the veteran.
Okay. To inform our veterans that are not familiar, what is the FAH?
No, it's SAH. It's Specially Adapted Housing. And originally, when this law was written, it was written for the veterans who had the most extreme injuries, and that is loss of use of one or both hands, same blindness in both eyes, or loss of use or of an extremity, one or more extremities, and a severe burn.
Right.
What has happened in the last several years is that they have added qualifying neurodegenerative diseases. And the top of that list is ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. And Lou Gehrig's disease is particularly devastating in that veterans have 1.5 to 2 times more prevalence to get ALS.
Right.
And their lifespan after diagnosis is shorter.
Right.
So in addition to ALS, also Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
Qualify.
Yeah, and I'm certainly familiar with multiple sclerosis. My wife had it, and it took about 25 years to take her out. But and that's devastating, and our dear friends with ALS. So yes, that is unbelievable. That being said, he says like 60% of veterans that are eligible for this specially adapted housing grant for the VA. In other words, they can file for this grant from the VA and then utilize your facility to have it supplemented and repaired or replaced?
Absolutely. Well, what we do actually is we build a module immediately upon when we get the order. And then, of course, from there, as soon as possible, we will set it and attach it to the person's home. And
yeah.
Basically what they get is a brand new bathroom. It's a modular bathroom that's built from scratch, and it meets the highest HUD and other standards. And once it's attached, it is 100% accessible. You use a wheelchair or a Hoyer lift or anything along those lines. Now, let me give you some background on on actually getting that grant. You have to apply via VA form 26-455.
Okay.
And preferably with medical evidence. And that will get the whole thing started. Or you could, of course, call the VA at 800-827-1000. There are some big new changes that have happened recently that the VA is trying to get up to speed on that will allow a lot of other veterans to have access to the Dignity Bath.
Yes. But, you know, that people are wondering about that grant, SAH grant from the VA. That actually can go up to $126,000.
Right. Absolutely correct.
If you get the total grant.
And actually, if you qualify the grant, they will give you the total grant. You can use that amount of money for up to 6 times. In other words, if you redo one home and you don't spend all the money, if you happen to move to another home, you can do that also.
Okay.
They also have a grant called the TRA grant, Temporary Residence Assistance. If the veteran is living with a parent or with someone on a temporary basis, they will issue a grant, a TRA grant, that will allow them to add the dignity bath. It's much more than what our maximum cost is. It's over $50,000. And our maximum cost is a little over $47,000, and that's delivered, attached, and everything. And the reason it's variable is that we manufacture these in North Alabama. So in the Southeast, we're serving 5 states around Alabama, and the one variable there that's big is transportation costs.
Right, it would be. Now, that being said, I wanted to clarify the fact this is not a bathroom remodeling.
No.
This is an additional modular room attached to your house with whatever the exterior structure is that you have, so that it looks like a permanent, it is a permanent fixture, and it doesn't look like a trailer parked up against the side of your house.
Absolutely. No, it has the roof line of a house, it is built to the highest standards, and when it's attached, it's attached in a way that will allow the person not only to traverse in and out, we attach it to, hopefully, to a master bedroom.
Right.
And that can be attached through a window or through a wall or the wall or a door that's there existing.
Y'all would do all that modification now. Our people don't have to worry about that.
Absolutely. All the attachment, everything is done. And there is another door that exits. The VA SAH grant application requires a certain number of doors in the home that have no thresholds and easy to exit. We have an extra door on the side that does not attach to the home, and that's for someone if they want to build a ramp and have an extra entrance or exit into their home. That's what that will do. So, okay. But we don't do the ramp. That's kind of an extra, but we do attach it to the home.
But if you get that grant, then you've got the money to do it anyway.
Absolutely. And our cost, like I say, our cost in those 5 states runs from 38 to 47 and a half. And so that leaves a lot of extra money to do just about anything you want to in the home.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the biggest things that the fallacies of having a person that has some disabilities or being able to, the movability of getting around the house is being able to get to the bathroom and utilizing those functions as well as the showers and, being able to get in there, especially if they're in a walker or in a wheelchair or something of that nature. But we have about less than a minute left here, but give us some contacts and some information, whatever we need to close this out, but we will get back together with you.
Okay. Everyone can go to the website at www.thedignitybath.com, or they can call 251-633-5491. Be glad to talk to them. If they go to the website, they can start the process there in filling out a questionnaire, a property questionnaire that will allow us to look at the property to make sure we can actually get the dignity bath into that property.
Right. Okay. All right, give us a repeat your websites and your phone numbers or contact points.
Okay. The website is www.thedignitybath.com, and the phone number is 251-633-5491.
All right. All right. Thank you, Joe, for bringing that on. We'll have you back, and we'll cover this area a little bit in a longer period of time. But we appreciate what you're doing for our veterans and making this available to them, because they're certainly needed if they're have the need for this particular type of unit. So God bless you, brother. Appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. And on the other side of the break, we will get our tirade for tonight, and then we will return. Thank you so much.
On the mountains, blue above, to the shores of Tripoli, we invite our country's battles in the air, on land, and
necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
The events in our nation's capital on January the 6th, 2021, have shocked the conscience of the law-abiding people of this country. The juxtaposition of a peaceful rally and march led by freedom-loving patriots, President Trump among them, followed by the shocking images of criminal thugs smashing their way past barricades and authorities in the Capitol building, it is difficult to reconcile for most people. Candidate and then President Trump has led tens, if not hundreds, of such rallies across this great nation. And in no instance has any resulted in the outcome that we witnessed in D.C. on that fateful afternoon. I, for one, was not glued to a TV, either for the rally and the president's remarks, nor was I able to watch the coverage of the events that unfolded soon thereafter on the steps of the Capitol and beyond as the peaceful protest was hijacked by yet-to-be-determined actors with less than honorable intentions. In truth, both Hollywood and our own location prepared to do a remote for SBN. As such, I was able to take in the events in something of hindsight. Without the panicked, almost predetermined reporting on the events, I found it hard to believe that in less than a couple of hours since the beginnings of the riot, not the rally, but the breaching of the Capitol building itself, that the hourly news reports on nearly every supposed news talk radio stations were decrying the events as the worst incursion into the United States federal building since the War of 1812, when the British invaded Washington and burned the Capitol and the White House. In doing so, they of course failed to mention the numerous times that the left has taken over buildings in our nation's capital during contentious hearings or votes or assaulted conservative lawmakers at their homes or in public. Not to mention the outright homicidal attack on conservative lawmakers on a baseball field, which almost cost Congressman Steve Scalise his life. One might think that they were prepped to roll out such hyperbole in their reporting, with the hope that such an event might occur in order to further the progressive agenda. Now, you might be saying, come on, Top Cat. How would anyone be rooting for such an attack on the physical embodiment of one of our branches of government? Well, I think that the events that we have witnessed over the course of this last year have more than demonstrated that the communist progressives will stop at nothing to achieve their goal of attaining power and establishing a paradigm that will allow them to maintain control for the foreseeable future. Many of you know that I have been around for more than a few years and have seen my share of momentous events, both good and bad. But after hearing what happened at the Capitol, I could not shake the feeling that there was something more to what we were seeing unfold. Fortunately, it was the breathless reporting by the mouthpiece media that literally sparked the idea in my head. The year was 1933, when on February the 27th in Germany, a sizable portion of the parliament building in Berlin, the Reichstag, went up in flames from an arson attack. In the 10 years since his failed beer hall putsch in 1923, Adolf Hitler had poured his energy into attaining power as he rose to the head of the National Socialist German Workers' Party. For the highly educated snowflakes out there, that would be the Nazi Party. Despite its considerable growth, the Nazi Party won only 2.6% of the vote in 1928 election. The ensuing Great Depression caused massive social upheaval in Germany, which the Nazis exploited to gain further political traction. And by 1930, the Nazis had won 18.3% of the Reichstag, while the Communist Party garnered 10%. The Nazis aligned with other right-leaning factions and gradually worked their way up to 33% of the vote, but were unable to reach a full majority. In January 1933, Hitler was appointed as Chancellor as a fireball against the rising tide of communism, much like today's progressives. Hitler knew not to let a good crisis go to waste, and in the aftermath of the Reichstag fire, placed the blame for the event on his communist opposition. Under pressure from Hitler, President Hindenburg invoked Article 48 and the cabinet drew up the decree of the Reich President for the protection of the people and the state. The act abolished freedom of speech, assembly, privacy, and the press, legalized phone tapping and interception of correspondence, and suspended the autonomy of federated states. The night of February 28th, around 4,000 people were arrested, imprisoned, and tortured by the Nazis. Although the Communist Party had won 17% of the Reichstag elections in November 1932, and the German people elected 81 Communist deputies in the March 5 elections, many were detained indefinitely after the fire. Their empty seats left the Nazis largely free to do as they wished on their march to the final solution. Research done in 2013 cited witness testimonies that became available after the fall of the Soviet Union showed that the communists were likely not involved at all. Rather, it was a group of Nazis who instigated the fire and later covered up Nazi involvement, which brings my discussion full circle in 2021. As I mentioned earlier, the majority of pro-Trump freedom rallies throughout the nation over the last 6 years have been peaceful, with the exception of when, quote, anti-Trump groups have inserted themselves into the mix. These groups, such as Antifa and BLM, come looking for a clash wherever they appear, and they were scheduled to appear in D.C. on the 6th. Maybe their benefactor, George Soros, bought plane tickets for the wrong day, or maybe they were so engrossed in the latest round of Minecraft to escape from mommy's basement. But by all accounts in the media, they failed to appear on the mall during the rally. Or maybe, and call me crazy on this one, they had infiltrated the patriotic group, as few have reported and social media accounts bolster in the guise of Trump supporters, MAGA hats and Trump flags aloft. And just maybe they were the actual instigators, along with a purposely understaffed Capitol Police, with guidance from Speaker Botoxi in the breaking and entering of the Capitol. For those of you playing at home, the Capitol building is massive, and at least from the select images that the statewide government-run media is providing the sheeple, the rioters who led the charge were well-prepared to scale walls like Spider-Man and break through a few select locations with ground floor window access. That is when they were not being effectively escorted in by guards, as seen in some of the approved videos. A quick review of the available footage seems to bear this out, that the methods and tactics used to breach the Capitol were totally in line than those what we have seen throughout the 2020 summer of love and spaghetti potlucks that rioted with wanton disregard, looted with a purpose, destroyed lives and dreams, and placed a target on the heads of law enforcement throughout this nation. The very same tactics, with one exception, to quote, burn it to the ground. In all of the chaos that occurred in the Capitol, nothing was set ablaze. In fact, much of the carnage inside of the building seemed almost staged for photographers, which leads me to ponder, just why would someone undertake such a project? Just something to think about. But the deep state and the swamp creatures were still terrified of Donald Trump, even as they conducted the Kabuki theater of certifying the results of the Electoral College. Even after 4 years of attempts to remove him from office with phony scandals and a sham impeachment, Trump is still fighting and his base has only grown under the withering fire from the progressives. So the incursion into the Capitol served two basic reasons. First, it shifted the focus of the nation from the very real constitutional challenges that were occurring in the joint session of Congress to the chaos that spread throughout the building. Second, and most importantly, it served a platform for Botoxi and the establishment to intensify their characterization of Trump supporters as smelly Walmart deplorables that need to be ostracized from society, both socially and physically. It was the final attempt to wipe Donald Trump and his movement not only from the history of this nation, but also to destroy any attempt that he and his movement might make to retake the government from the communist progressive deep state in the future. I think that they have failed on both accounts. In fact, I think that the actions of Botox, Schumer, and the government-run media-attacking freedom-loving patriots in the aftermath of the event have only solidified the Trump movement. At least for now, those patriots have the Constitution in their corner. It is still the greatest document for freedom that has ever been written. And at least for now, we have the God-given right to pursue liberty, and I believe that we still have the fighting spirit to keep it. That is confounding the progressives whose only God is themselves and government. But I feel certain that the torch of liberty still burns brightly in the hearts of patriots throughout this nation. And in the words of Churchill, we will never give up. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Have I mentioned I'm pissed off lately?
Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple old Marines, with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, Tom, obviously that is one of our older tirades, but if you look at the scenario that we're looking at in sort of the political world right now, it's still very applicable.
It is. It certainly is, Cal. It's just really unbelievable that, you know, and to be able to compare that with the Nazi regime and how they came into power, we were so close to that. I mean, we were on the verge of having basically the same thing happen to us, and then Trump was able to pull off this election, and you know, there's a lot of things going on out there in the world. A lot of people don't understand, but if you look at it, there is a reason for all facets of it and how it comes together. It is a big plan. It's not just Iran.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, great show tonight, Tom. I want to thank all of you for joining us. Hopefully you'll join us again next time. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those that are in harm's way. You know, God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hurrah!